Loan Market Association, LMA, and the International Euro Dollar Markets. We're going to consider the nature of the documentation used and produced in the principal international loan and euro dollar market system. This is prepared by trade associations. What happens in practice is that the key largest international financial institutions in each market, they come together and they form a trade association. The trade association then instructs the leading law firms in that area, and they prepare standard documentation. This represents a consolidation of all of the best practice, most commonly used practice clauses that have been used in the market over the previous maybe 10, 20 years. They consolidate those and they prepare an absolute model standard document for the rest of the market. Because we're dealing with large professional financial institutions, this is very fair, it's very balanced. In the loan market, it's slightly more preferred in favour of the banks as the lending institutions, because it's their trade association, it's their documents, and they're providing the lending. What we will see in other areas, such as, for example, the financial derivatives area, the clause, because the drafting is in favour of banks dealing with each other directly, it's completely neutral, it's completely fair, it's completely balanced, and we'll see that in the style and the tone and the content of these documents. But they are very important because these markets are so large, there is no government or international agency large enough to control them, to regulate them, so they regulate themselves internally on a self-regulatory model. What do we have? In the banking area, we have the Loan Market Association, LMA. In the capital markets, we have the International Capital Markets Association, the ICMA. And then in the derivatives market, we have the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, the ISDA. And all we need to do to understand these markets, how they operate and are run in practice, is understand these core standard docs that everybody uses. Today, in this class, we're going to focus on the LMA, and specifically the LMA Multi-Currency Term and Revolving Facility Agreement. It's over 100 pages long, although we can reduce it to one page front and back, and with that, we can understand how this very important document works. We can reduce 100 pages to one page front and back. We are going to focus, as always, on three core sets of provisions. We have the financials. What's the amount? What's the term? What's the interest? What's the drawdown? And then repayment and prepayment. And then separately, we have the obligations. We look for the conditions precedent. We look for the representations and warranties. We look for the covenants. And then thirdly, we look for the default clauses, the default provisions. If we understand all of these, we can understand everything. This document, in practice, effectively runs a market worth over $100 trillion and is then replicated, echoes in all of the other markets as well, the capital markets, the derivatives, and elsewhere. This is a very important core document. I've given you the actual standard template itself. I have permission from the Loan Market Association to use this for teaching purposes, and we can understand how all of this works in practice.